Now I'd like to share with you Patricia Fripp's article, You've Got to Be Lively or You'll Lose Them, Adding Vitality to Your Talk. She says, today's audiences are stimulation junkies. Their attention spans are about as long as that of a cucumber. The mere hint of boredom makes them start to fidget and go glassy-eyed on you. Their television watching habits have coined a new term, channel surfing. With the advent of the remote control, no one needs to watch anything that stands still and begins to bore. Click, switch, fast forward, record, mute, all terms that show we can turn it off or turn it on when our boredom meter goes off. Television and other media also mean audiences today are exposed to professional speakers and entertainers on a daily, even hourly basis. When you speak to an audience now, you aren't competing with other business associates or even yesterday's general session speaker. You're being compared to the likes of Jay Leno, David Letterman, MTV. While keeping audiences interested can be challenging, there are some techniques you can use that help retain your listeners' attention. Most of these techniques are based on a simple principle. If you present an interesting message in an interesting manner, people will stay tuned. One of the most valuable things I learned, said Patricia Fripp, was to stop telling stories that belong to the world, in other words, other people's stories, in favor of finding and building more humor in my own stories. It was a tough decision because a couple of the stories I was using at the time were tried and true openings for me. Nevertheless, I dropped them from my presentations because they were jokes rather than personal stories. When Danny Cox, one of my friends, decided to go professional some years ago, he went to the beach with a pad and pencil under his arm. Danny reviewed his life, identifying those experiences and situations that could serve as good or bad examples for other people. He wrote down the high points, the low points, failures, successes. Then he turned his experiences into stories, and his failures and successes into lessons that enrich everyone who hears them. Danny uses some of these stories in almost every speech, varying them based on his audience, the focus of the speech, and the lessons he wants to teach. Begin collecting your own stories. Include those sudden and stunning bits of insight that come to you as you're speeding on the highway, or maybe you said something to a friend that was particularly funny or memorable. Write it all down. In other words, record your life as you live it. Doing this will enable you to tell original stories rather than telling anecdotes that audiences have heard once too often. Sometime after attending my first comedy workshop, I went into a one-on-one session with a teacher of the workshop. I was president of the National Speakers Association at the time, so when I brought my video for him to critique, I expected he would not have much upon which to comment. 2 hours later, we were still working on my opening story. The teacher made me look at each character in the story. My thought had been that I was the narrator, that I had to make the role lively, and the other characters were secondary, so why agonize over them? The teacher's response was this: you are only the narrator until you tell the story. Then you become every character in your story. I learned that by slightly changing my voice, my position on stage, my head movements and the like, I could make the characters come to life. Amazingly, the audience could now see my story as well as hear it. Audiences don't remember what we say. They remember the pictures we create in their minds. The more we act them out, the more vibrant and alive each character or facet of the story becomes. The more the audience will remember them. Another valuable lesson I learned from that first comedy workshop was how to punch up the important words in my talks. We all know that punch words or punch lines are the lifeblood of humor. However, we also need punch lines in our motivational or business programs. These are words and phrases that are critical to the point or to the laugh you're going for. That first comedy coach taught me how to pick out the punch words in my talks and how to deliver them more effectively. For example, in one of my stories, I used to say, I set a new goal that day. Patricia, the punch word is goal, my teacher said, so I changed the sentence to, that day I set a new goal. I rearranged the words so that goal would receive more emphasis. You're probably thinking, well, now that's being picky. But being picky about the details is essential to excellence in speaking. Assume now that you're going to use the stories of your life, the ones you've collected by living, now and in every speech you present in the future. Spend time developing your stories. Work on the wording and delivery so the stories have power and impact. Being meticulous about how you present your stories is vital to staying fresh and professional.